to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
My name is Grant Chappell. I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Darren Brownie Brown. What's doing, Brownie?
Not too much, chaps, and g'day to all the listeners out there. Jeez, it's been a turmoil week here in Sydney. Now, I'd just like to let all the listeners know, and I'll let you tell them, chaps, where you are at the moment.
I'm sitting in Phuket, Thailand, in a hotel room, Emerald Beach Resort. Nice little spot down here in Coron Beach, actually. Probably most famous beach is the Patong Beach. That's only over the hill, probably a 10-minute drive over the hill, having a family holiday. We're off to one of the water slide parks today, but no, we're having a good time over here. My young bloke's doing Thai kickboxing down the road at the moment, so I've got to get down there, and he wants me to video his sparring session a bit later on, but all good, mate. There's a pretty quiet sort of week in rugby league, Brownie. Not much doing.
Yeah, well, there mightn't be much doing over there in Thailand, chaps, but it's all happening here in Sydney. All over the mainstream media, South Sydney, to be expected.
We sell papers, Brownie. We sell papers, and at the moment, you can't blame them for writing articles because we're not playing well.
Well, it's been our worst start to the year in the history of the NRL that we've been involved. 162 points against us in 5 games. Yeah, it's not looking good. Things might get worse before they get better.
Yeah, it's just a tough one. I was in Bangkok the day of the game, and it was so hot over there, mate. I'm talking about 37. I'm lugging me young bloke. I had my backpacks and my bags. I went to this sports bar. It wasn't on. I get anxiety. I can't handle if South are playing. I can't watch it. So I bowled it over to this other pub. It was about a kilometre up the road in that heat, you know, all that traffic. And we got there, and I got there for the second half. So I didn't see the first half. I've only watched some of the highlights. But obviously, we scored a nice try there to Isaac Thompson. But Brownie, you want to? Let's get straight into this game, mate, and we'll talk about some other talking points later. But give us a rundown on what happened in that first half, because there wasn't too many points in it up until 20-odd minute mark.
Well, there wasn't, chaps, but from what I could see, like you just indicated, we scored an early try. And even though we scored that early try, to be honest, we didn't look like we were in the game. To me, I sent a message to a big fan of the show, Brendan Tyliski, when the score was 6-4, and I indicated that it wasn't going to be pretty. The signs were there that the Warriors were going to run away with it convincingly. I could see that we were walking. To me, we don't look fit, chaps. I think we might be fit in certain terms, but we're nowhere near fitter than any other NRL team in the competition, from what I could see. We look slow. We look fatigued. We don't push up in support. We don't look stronger than the opposition. So there's a lot of concerns there. Look, it's not up to us to criticise players, but collectively as a team, I think we can talk about where we're going wrong because we've got a good understanding of the game.
Yeah, I watched the second half, and we're obviously scoreboard. We're out of the game a little bit there. But the way the Warriors just poured up the same tram line, they'll just go on angles in behind the ruck. We couldn't control it. They get to this end of set. We put a bit of pressure on. Cookie worked pretty hard for Marker, but their kicking game of Johnson, mate, he's a class player. He'd put it inside the 10. Our blokes wouldn't make more than a metre or two because their kick chase was just outstanding. They remind me of a Melbourne Storm team about 10 years ago, Brownie. The way they roll you up the middle, they push support around the middle of the ruck. Their kick chase game is as good as it gets. In that second half, they were absolutely outstanding. And in moments like that, you want all your best players doing big, strong, heavy carries out of your own end. And we just didn't get that. You want your best players running the ball 2-3 times in a set of 6, get up the other end, everyone push up around the ball. We'd get to the halfway line and try and push left or push right when we probably hadn't earned the right to yet. We never really dominated the ruck speed at all in the second half. And that'd end up with an error. And only the boys are trying to go around them and all that, but it just wasn't there, Brownie.
Speaking of errors, chaps, 60% completion rate. Okay, we completed high last week, but that's the first time we've completed high in many, many weeks. You know, we've won 5 games out of our last 20. Oh, I hate to see what our completion rate has been over the last 20 weeks. It wouldn't be pretty. And once again, on the weekend, 60%, you're not going to beat Moore Park A-grade completing at 60%. There's a lot more concerns than completion rates. Like I said, there's no line speed, chaps, in our defensive line. We're very loose. They offload on us. Jeez, we've got some problems.
They just look like they're a defeated team out there. I know they're trying, but it's just they haven't got that ability to stay in a contest or stay in an arm wrestle against the big sides. They did against the Dogs. I thought they did against the Dogs really well, but the Dogs aren't really a top side, Brownie. They're not really that top 4 quality side or the top 8 quality side. We're our side on paper, our whole squad on paper. If we're not a top 4 side on paper, I'll give it away. You know, go through that side from 1 to 30, even 1 to 36. There's enough football there to beat anyone, Brownie, on our day. And I've said that to JD over the last couple of weeks. Look, if we're on, we can beat anyone. We know that. And the players know that. So, look, I don't know what's going to happen. Over the next couple of days, I've been reading articles and getting a lot of messages and phone calls off different sections of the game, in my opinion. And I really don't know. I'm not sure where they go there. I think the board's obviously going to come together over the next 7 days. They normally meet at the end of the month. And they can't wait that long anymore. They've got to get together and make a decision which is best for the club, because you'll look at social media and the opinions people have gotten, and everyone's entitled to an opinion, I guess. But it just all it says to me is a lot of people love and a lot of people care about this football team, Brownie, including me and you. You know, it keeps you up late at night, moments like this and times like this. But I've said it many times before, tough times don't last, mate. Tough people do, and that sums up South Sydney. You know, we're a tough club, full of tough people involved and a tough fan. We're the best fans in the world, Brownie. And look, like you said at the top of the show, you look, things might get worse before they get better, but I promise you, mate, you stick with this football team, they will come better. They will come good. This club will come good. Yeah, man. As you can hear, I'm a little bit emotional about all this, Brownie. It's a football team that I've invested a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort my whole life. Seeing them lose, that's fine. I can cop losses and all that. But internal dramas, I don't like to see that. I don't like to see stuff like that going on and big decisions being made. But whatever happens, I've got full faith in that board that they'll make the right decision. What's going to happen going forward, Brownie?
Yeah, well, so have I, chaps. And like you said, internal dramas within the club, it's been happening for quite some time now. We, you know, take our minds back to the Sam Burgess case where they let a legend of the club go because there was internal noise happening. But like you said, chaps, we've got to stay positive. We've got to stay confident that, you know, the current people that are in charge can turn it round. I love JD as a bloke. He's a champion fella. He gives us his time every day we're at training. But unfortunately, when the club is in a situation like this, something has to give, and normally it's a coach. You know, I hope JD gets the opportunity to try and pull us out of this rut, but unfortunately, I don't think that will happen.
It's hard because only 5 weeks is not enough time for an NRL coach. I don't know, he's been there a couple of years and all that sort of stuff. Look, me personally, I don't think JD, if people are pointing fingers at individuals, me, I don't think JD is the problem there. I think the whole club's got to put their hand up and unfortunately, in situations like this, one bloke takes the fall and it's not just South. I'm talking about other clubs that, you know, one bloke will have to sort of be let go, so to speak. And it's wrong, mate. I hope everyone at the club sits up and put their hand up and say, mate, we've got to get better in this, in X, Y, and Z, whatever it happens to be. Something's going to have to happen over the next couple of weeks. You can't continue down this line of, what'd you say, 150 odd points conceded. That's too many. You want that at the halfway mark, Brownie, not after 5 games. And we just played the best defensive team in the competition on paper. Now, I don't know whether that'll work out at the end of the season, but they've only conceded 12 points a game. That's phenomenal football from the Warriors. That coach over there, he's getting the best out of his players at the moment. And we've seen JD get the best out of our players over his tenure in the club. If you look at it on paper this year, probably we haven't seen that, have we, Brownie?
No, we certainly haven't, chaps, and we don't seem to be improving. It seems to be getting worse every week. We've got another big game this week against the Cronulla Sharks, albeit it's going to be our third home game in a row. The fans are starting to worry, and we really need a win. But to be honest with you, I can't see where it's coming from at this stage. Like I said, there was no line speed. We look tired. We don't look fit. We don't look strong. And, you know, I don't know whose fault that is. The players have got to have a look at themselves as well. And hopefully they can all pull together. Have a great week at training. There's a lot of noise inside and out, and it's very concerning.
A lot of great fellas in that club, the football players. They've bled hard for this club in the last couple of years. Some guys have been there a long time. We need their very best this week. And I hope these fans can get out there. I would be there if I wasn't overseas, not back till next week. But make sure you get out and support the club. Jump online, buy your membership. Go buy a ticket to the games. I encourage you to get out there, get behind your team, win, lose or draw, mate. Support your team through the tough times and the good times. The good times, obviously, we're in the tough times now. The good times will come. They'll be there. There'll be some moments, but there's some tough times to come. Now, just going back to the game, Brownie, Cookie coming off, I think it was 63-minute mark, and Pete coming on. What was your thoughts on that change, mate?
Pete was obviously selected for a reason. He was always going to come on at some stage. It was probably unfortunate that he had to come on when the game was gone. Pete could have been injected to the contest a little bit earlier rather than, you know, when the game was, we were beaten basically. Yeah, Cookie, he looks a little bit lost out there. Cookie likes to bounce out of dummy half and scoot around players and look for support. And there's no support pushing up with him at all. There was one stage there where he ran 30 metres and there wasn't a player within 10 metres of him. So that just shows you the effort that the players are putting in for each other. There was no one there to support him. That's just another area of concern.
Yeah, I would like to see him on a bit earlier. I mean, obviously I wasn't there for the first half, so I didn't know how the game flow was going. But you would have thought of it between 30 and 40 minute mark, get him on. Maybe a bit after half time, when we started to lose, the ruck in the middle just changed something up in there, because I think obviously Cookie's got the experience. We know he's a tireless worker. Like, what did he have? 45 tackles or something in. It wasn't very many minutes. 63 minutes, 45 tackles, only one miss, 63 minutes in the middle of the field. He's not the biggest bloke going around, Cookie. You're never going to question Cookie's effort in defense, that's for sure. In attack, his decision making can be a little bit confusing sometimes, but he does run around in circles there. But when he makes a decisive decision, he can be the most dynamic hooker in the game. And has, in periods of this season, done some nice things. But yeah, I would like to see him change it up there. I'm a big fan of Pete. I just the more game time this bloke sees this year, the way we're headed, it doesn't look like we're heading for a semi-final series. People like Pete need to be developed this year, Brownie, I think. Key positions, you're going to see someone like a Jai Gray. I mean, I don't think they wanted to play him. All the rumours are true and they're looking to move JD on if he can't get a win this week. Now, I don't know. We don't really deal in rumours on this show, but I mean, JD's got to pull out all his cards now. And Latrell Mitchell's suspension, which we'll talk about next, gives an opportunity to young blokes like Pete and Jai, the guys that could be the future of this club.
Yeah, well, certainly, chaps, we've been calling for Jai Gray to be included. Well, I have, to be included in the team over the last couple of weeks. I liked what he did in the Charity Shield against a full-strength Dragons team, even though it was only a trial. He looked very explosive. He's got speed, albeit he's a little bit small. But look, we need something. We need excitement in the team. We've got no game breakers there at the moment. And I think Jai Gray will be a good inclusion. Whether JD will go against his word and say they've got a duty of care for the young kid, they might play Jack Whiten at fullback and maybe bring the likes of Jacob Gagai, who was in the extended squad last week. There's a number of options JD can go with this week. We'll find out at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we can go to the changes now. Obviously, we're all going to get to the pathways, but David Mwale with 27 carries, I think it was, for 270 metres. Davey must have played some long minutes here, Brownie, to put up stats like that. But I don't know. Is Davey someone that he doesn't seem to get a lot of minutes? From when he's out there, he looks a little bit tired in defence and around the ruck, you know. And I think that's why they had to tap him on the shoulder. There were some moments against the Dogs where around that Morin try where he was a little bit slow to get up off the ground. And then, you know, really, you can't do that, Brownie. They just pick it up. Bang. They attack, they target you if you're on the ground. It's happened to us a few times this year. The game against Brisbane, we had a couple of soldiers on the ground and blokes like Reece Walsh took advantage of. Yeah. Morin tried to take advantage of Davey being on the ground that day. Davey's got to get those little things right. Can he develop that in reserve grade or stage right now? Do we just put him out there, try and give him 50 minutes and see what we get out of him to build his fitness up?
Well, that's an area that I'm concerned about, chaps, is we're very loose around that defensive structure. We don't seem to be strong enough to dominate tackles and put players on their back. We're always, you know, struggling to get up off the ground because the opposition are winning the tackle. We're not winning the tackle. And that's just another area of concern. Okay, Davey had a great game in New South Wales Cup and he needed to because, like you just indicated, he's been off the pace a little bit. That's probably the reason why he was dropped back to New South Wales Cup. Hopefully that game will give him a lot of confidence and show the team and the coaching staff that he's up to it. And, you know, he might have to put 2 and 3 and 4 of them performances back to back before he gets another opportunity. But once again, he might get called up this afternoon to play the Sharks.
Well, over here, Brownie, I don't have a SIM card for over here, so I just use Wi-Fi if I'm at the hotel or at the bars or restaurants or whatever. So obviously I was looking for that joint that had the game on. I found it. When I was logging in the Wi-Fi, it was just all this stuff about our friends and family and whatnot. Oh, Latrell did this. And I'm going, what's he done? I didn't get to see it, you know, the elbow and the tip. And it sounded like the worst thing in the world. When I actually watched it, the spear tackle wasn't much doing. He's just sort of probably let it. He's done it. And then he went, I let him down. There was nothing doing there. He didn't get suspended for that one, did he, Brownie?
No, I think he got a fine for
elbow,
that one.
Well, he sort of had all the time in the world to pull out of that one. I don't know what was happening there. Like, I think he was trying to be aggressive with the hand, with the elbow, and that's what we love about him when he is aggressive. But that was a bit of a lazy one, Brownie, I thought. And 3 weeks, I thought, was about on the money.
He's had a couple of close calls already this year, like the week before with Josh Addo-Carr. I think he escaped with a fine for that particular offence. And on the weekend, like you said, Chaps, he was looking to protect himself. The referee missed it. They played on. Obviously, the bunker got involved. They watched the replay a number of times. And I think it was 2 or 3 tackles later, they went back to the offence and penalised and put Latrell on report. Look, he's got a couple of weeks from it. Hopefully, he'll learn from that. By all reports, the club are going to pull him in today and have a chat with him about his actions over the last couple of weeks and hope, you know, it's a positive outcome.
Yeah, he's a special character, Latrell. You know, he's infectious. You see what he does with the kids. And last week, him and Cody and what I mean, young Ty Ty went up, Moree, and chewed everyone up. There was different stars from all over the joint. And 95% of people just wanted to touch Latrell or get a picture with him. They reckon there was older ladies there pushing kids out the way to get a photo with him. That's the sort of impact he has on people. Like, he's a real people's person. But I don't know. Football-wise, it just doesn't look like he's having fun out there, Brown, at the moment. I mean, I only saw the second half, so he's obviously got the weight of the suspension over his back of his mind. He just didn't look like he was in the game. Didn't get a lot of touches coming out of her own end. I think there's one where he did try and come in and do a nice big carry and he dropped the ball. And the Warriors couldn't even tease him. They come up and actually patted him on the head to see if he was all right like that. You don't see that very often, opposition players not sledging Latrell. They're actually feeling for him. So I suppose Latrell sums up our whole team at the moment.
I was just about to say the same thing, Chaps. I can't see any of our players enjoying their footy at the moment. Obviously,
no, there's not a lot of love. There's not a lot of smiling going on out there at the moment, unfortunately.
They're going to have to work hard to try and get themselves out of it. A nice win this week will help. We thought the win against the Bulldogs would help. Like I said, after 10 minutes last week, I could see the writing was on the wall. You know, look, the coaching staff have got to come out and put a positive spin on it. But if they can't see the areas that is concerning where, you know, I can and the fans can, you know, there's obviously something wrong there.
We're a lot of hard work. We're a big market football team. Well, we've won a game this year, right? There's another team in the NRL hasn't won a game. They're not going to get the headlines that we're getting. You know, they've got a big marquee coach up there, got a couple of big marquee players on massive money. They're not performing either. They're not in the headlines. South Sydney's in the headlines. Latrell's in the headlines purely because of the clickbait factor. You put an article up about Latrell, it gets 1 million clicks, 1 million comments. You put an article up about South Sydney, it's exactly the same. At the moment, the media is having a field day. All we can do is put on a united front out there, go out there, and winning stops all this. You haven't seen a lot of leaks out of South Sydney. Everything's been pretty tight, and that shows where we are, as opposed to 30 years ago, where probably things were getting leaked left, right, and centre. Look, there wasn't a lot of positive to come out of the game, Brownie. Probably young Poot getting an opportunity. I was happy to see that. But for mine, I said it last week, he's my favourite player at the moment at South Sydney. He's not the fastest bloke. He's not going to run 100 metres. But, mate, Tane Milne, 25 hit ups, 234 metres, 96 post-contact metres, Brandon, which means he's pumping the legs. He's not succumbing to tackles. And there was a period in the game where he was doing 2 hit ups out of our own end. I'd like to see some other guys in our club go with him. Try and do more than 25 carries. See where you end up at the end of the game, mate. Yeah, good on you, Tano, man. I'm proud of you, son. Massive off-season. Like, I think he's the best off-season in the club out of any player. And it's starting to show now.
Yeah, it certainly is, chaps. And let me tell you, we're lucky Tane has been in the team since round two, because things could have been a lot worse. He's running for big meters. He's getting us out of trouble at stages. And like you said, he's had a really good off-season. He's in a good space at the moment. He's doing some great things. And it's a credit to him, because it's really showing on the football field. I just wish that the team was going better and he'd get more recognition for the work that he's doing. At the moment, the work he's doing is not really getting recognised, because we're losing games. And not only are we losing games, there's a lot of inside noise happening, and he's not getting rewarded with his performances.
I know, and he's up for media today down there. I would have loved to go down and interview him and pump his tyres up and give him a rap, because I know at the media press conference, all they're going to do is ask about Latrell. Every single person will be asked about Latrell. I know that's going to happen down there, so it's probably already over by now. It's time's it over there, Brownie?
It's nearly
8 o'clock here in the morning.
Yeah, nearly 11 a.m. here.
Oh, no, well, they're probably doing all the media down there today. But anyway, that might be about it on the South first grade side and what's going on there. Look, the Pathways had a game, Brownie. We had a win over the Warriors, 26 points to 20. Sounded like we played pretty well there. Obviously, the main talking points out of that game was the former Davey Mwale. Outstanding individual performance there, with a monster amount of carries, like 272 meters, Brian. It's not a bad performance, is it?
No, it was outstanding from Davey, and like I said, we need for him to be putting them types of performances back to back every week, whether it be in New South Wales Cup or in the top grade. He's got the ability, he's got size, he's got strength, and that's something that we need in our top grade at the moment. He needs to be doing that again against the Sharks, whether he's playing New South Wales Cup. And so the good thing about it, chaps, he didn't go back and kick stones. He just got on with the job and did a great job for his team and his teammates. And they came away with a good win. But there was one ugly incident right at the death, and that was the Lockie Ilias incident.
Yeah, look, we know the Lussick family and the father Jason and that, and they're a great family. They're hard men. They train hard and everything. And not many people have been able to get three kids into first grade, Brownie, and have sustained careers. They're a great family. But look, he got that one wrong, I think. Freddie came up, put the pressure on a bit hard, and it was Lockie had a bit of a ricochet. I think he hit Freddie's leg, and then as it swung around, it hit someone else's leg on the backside. So, yeah, pretty ordinary. We're going to miss him for 3 to 6 months. And, mate, he's been in good form, really. He's going down and got a lot of confidence out of going down in a reserve grade. A lot of touches and playing a bit looser and freer, playing, not overthinking it like he does up in first grade. I think he's been playing some pretty good footy down there. I reckon he's 5'8", I reckon, is his position, Brownie, or out in the centre, is that out a fraction wider?
Yeah, and like you just said, chaps, it's an unfortunate incident that he's going to be out for 3 to 6 months. He had the operation on Sunday, pretty much straight after the game. They diagnosed it pretty quickly that it was a tibia fracture. Got him in and had it operated on. I seen the injury rehab report yesterday from the Rabbitohs. They'll just let the injury settle. Once he's right to return into the rehab centre, they'll get him back in there and under some great care and get him working on getting back to playing probably next year, I'd say, chaps.
Oh, yeah, the red pen will be right through Lockie Ilias at the moment. So, yeah, unfortunately, rest up, Lockie. He's a good guy. I'll bump him down the beach here. I'm sure he'll be walking around.
Yeah, I've seen Tane put a little bit of a...
Off-season.
I've seen Tane put a bit of a post up that he's lost his boogie board partner. They were doing a lot of surfing down there at Maroubra. And, yeah, unfortunately, he won't be in the water for quite some time.
There's a lot of... Adam Reynolds sent him a message. You've seen that online. And Blake Taff, obviously Blake and Lockie always been good mates.
It looks like he's a part of the game. We're not in the four walls, chaps, but from the outside looking in, he looks like he's quite a popular player within the group. He had a lot of support from Cody and obviously the skipper, Cam, and like we just said, Tane. So head up, mate, and we wish you a speedy recovery.
100%. The other one was Richie Kenner, had an injury. They didn't have a diagnosis on that one, I don't think. Yeah, lower leg injury or something. Yeah, anyway, that's the way it goes, I guess, Brownie. Couple of injuries, but it's not all bad. At least they've had a win there. Joey O'Callaghan been able to get this team pretty competitive over the last couple of years, including winning grand finals. So it's not all bad. And the other grade, we're going to play the Warriors there at Redfern, but it was washed out. And I don't know if you've seen any of the footage of Redfern Gym. it was a metre underwater yesterday, so that might have been the first time they've got there. You know, it's underground there, Brownie. It was just full of water, a lot of damage. Yeah, thousands of dollars worth of damage there at Redfern at the moment. And yeah, high performance centre down there for the pathways. So probably some sad scenes there. Maybe a lot, Belmore. Belmore was completely gutted there. They had a lot of damage in their facility. And I'm sure there's a lot of ones over there in Sydney that you might know about. I've only just seen a few online here, Brownie.
Yeah, we certainly had some terrible weather here, chaps. You didn't endure that. You're over there in Thailand in the sunshine. But, yeah, it's been some torrential rain, and I believe the rain's coming back very shortly. So you just enjoy yourself over there in Thailand,
mate. Mate, that's a rain over here, mate. I tell you what, it's that hot, it's not funny. Camel sweating all day over here, mate. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Still enjoying ourselves. We're going to do a bit of family stuff today, going to some water slide park. Jeez, I can't wait for that. I'm going to be pretty tired by the end of the today, I reckon. But anyway, you enjoy your day over there. Chin up. Get out there and support your club. Hopefully they can turn things around quicker rather than later. Enjoy your rest of the day there, Brownie.
Yeah, thanks, chaps. You enjoy yourself over there, and we'll keep you updated with all the goings on here within the South Sydney Rabbitohs organisation. Hopefully JD can pull us out of trouble with a nice win this week against the Cronulla Sharks. Team list Tuesday dropping very shortly today. It'd be interesting to see who plays number one in replace of Latrell Mitchell. Jai Gray or Jack White will move back to fullback. So, but at the end of the day, South Sydney till I die.
Exactly. That's it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Pricklane, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.